the Negro on monitor with the Fox.
This week, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. I mean, that was electing a president the hard way, wasn't it? I imagine a lot of you are still catching up on that sleep you lost Tuesday night. Well, if you're awake, here's Dionne Warwick. Promises, promises.
Promises, promises, my kind of promises.
Harlan is a man of several voices. One of them he calls the hippy-dippy weatherman. Like many comedians, he began on radio, went on to nightclubs and guest appearances on television. Reporter Bob Braun interviewed George Carlin for Monitor.
The hippy-dippy weatherman is branching out the big movie star these days, George. You're in With Six, You Get Egg Roll?
With Six, You Get Egg Roll. It's Doris Day, Brian Keith, starring vehicle, and I play Herbie Fleck, the car hop. And they meet at a drive-in, see, to carry on their romance, and I'm in the movie. I'm shown about 5 times. It's a real nice way to start. I'm thrilled.
Do you come out and take their order? What do you do?
Right, come out. I'm trying to flirt with her a little bit, you know, and I think he's a cheapskate, and I give him wisecracks. You sure you don't want a receipt for income tax and things like that? Little smart guy remarks, you know.
That sounds like it ought to be a lot of fun. Have you ever worked in a drive-in? You've done everything else.
No, I used to hang around one, though. I know about that.
Didn't you start out as a disc jockey, George?
Right. Well, that's the place I hung around as a drive-in, too. I was in the Air Force then in Louisiana, and I started as a DJ down there. And that's where I was young enough to hang out in drive-ins, and I was only 19 when I began, 18 or 19.
What kind of a show did you have?
Top 40 station with the big sounds and the big chat and the big echo chamber sounds for the teenage kids and the coons, clowns, and girls. You know, the big sound.
When you were doing that hippy-dippy weatherman on John Davidson's show a couple of years ago, the summer show, did anybody ever take you seriously and think the weather was really going to be what you said?
Well, on the John Davidson show, he was a mailman. Mm-hmm. See, everyone thinks of him now as only Al Sleep the weatherman, but he was once Al Pouch, the hippy-dippy mailman.
When did you change? When did he change
after
jobs?
After the John Davidson show, I wanted to continue the character, and he couldn't likely, you know, be a mailman on every show I was working, so I changed him to a weatherman.
But it's the same vocal character.
Same guy, man. Hey, what's happening in K-Pasa? You know, he's a little bit out of it. Nobody knows quite what he's on. It might be Band-Aids for all we know, but he's a little strange.
George, when you do those impersonations in nightclubs, if you look out into the audience, do you find the audience trying to get their face contorted the way you have yours?
I'm blessed with nearsightedness, and I can't really see their features.
Mm-hmm.
I count heavily on the laughs, but I don't really look at them much. I look at what looks like bodies, but I try not to identify with any person. It's usually dark in a club, you know.
Mm-hmm. But they do, you know, people do that.
Yeah, it's like feeding a baby, the way when you put the spoon up to his mouth and he won't quite get it, you go, come on, take the corn now, and you could wind up doing it yourself better than the baby.
George Carlin, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be seeing him on television and in your theater these days, and remember him, he's the hippy-dippy weatherman.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. Catch you later, man.
Okay, here's a new one by the Vogues, Till. Past the hour. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Gimbel's Customary Upholstery.
Hello. Is it true you're having a big sale?
You bet it is. It's Gimbel's clearance on customary upholstery, with enormous reductions on thousands of yards of a select group of reupholstery fabrics. You'll save $40 on a chair, $80 to $100 on a sofa. Last week, reupholstering a chair in these lovely fabrics cost $118. Sofas, $219 to $239. Now, a chair in the very same fabrics is $74. A sofa, only $138. Lots of patterns and colors. You can take a year or more to pay, but quantities are limited, so come to Gimbel's New York or phone right now for a shop-at-home appointment.
May I shop at home any day I prefer?
Sure, any day at all. Just phone Murray Hill 7-7500. That's MU7-7500. Murray Hill 7-7500. You'll save $40 to $100. WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Monitor and new music. This is from a musical version of Zorba the Greek, playing previews on Broadway right now. It's called Happy Birthday to Me. Dana Valerie sings it.
My mother said that little girls are made of sugar. Happy birthday, mother said. My life will be a wide, wide river. Happy birthday, and all my tomorrows are waiting in a line. Shimmering, shimmering, soon to be mine. My mother said, she looked at me and she remembered. Happy birthday,
happy birthday.
She and me will love.
Temperature just fell. Got to get some antifreeze.
Get DuPont Xerox antifreeze. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
Rosemary Woods became today the first official appointment to be made by President-elect Nixon. The first official appointee. We have Rosemary Woods on the phone. She's in Key Biscayne, Florida. Miss Woods?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I've got to ask you this, because the weather here is so miserable. How is it there?
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely. Tell us about your official appointment.
Well, it's a great honor, and I'm, of course, very pleased and excited about it. And I had hoped I would have this appointment after the campaign, having worked for Mr. Nixon now almost 18 years.
Well, now, what is the nature of your appointment exactly?
I will be the personal secretary to the president.
And what were you for the past 18 years?
Oh, anything from executive secretary to personal or whatever job we happen to have.
I see, but now you're the major domo sort of in charge lady.
Well, it's going to all be new and different, I'm sure. Each position is, but I know it's going to be a challenge and very interesting.
Uh-huh. Now, if you've been with him 18 years, perhaps you know where your new office is going to be exactly in the White House? Have you ever seen it?
I have seen it. Only once, though, really. So I sort of have an idea what it looks like, yes.
Uh-huh. Tell me something, Rosemary Woods. Other presidential secretaries, for instance, Evelyn Lincoln specifically, have written books about their tenure in the job. Do you think you will?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. I think I'm on your side. Now, this is a...
I have a different feeling. I think everyone, you know, can do whatever they feel, but I feel you really owe... This is sort of a public job. It's a trust, I feel, and I think that you really... I don't ever intend to write a book about it, no.
Good for you. A confidential secretary should be confidential. All right, tell me, just between us, how's Richard Nixon as a boss?
Well, I think the fact that I'm still here after all these years should say that he is an excellent boss. He is always, you know, he appreciates what people do for him, and therefore I think most of the people who ever work around him work harder than they would for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, and congratulations on your new official post as Secretary to President-elect Nixon, Miss Rosemary Woods. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Walter Cunningham said today that the United States would go to the moon or get to the moon before Russia. He and the other Apollo 7 astronauts appeared on Meet the Press. You can hear that broadcast on radio later today. But what about our space program now that we'll have a Republican president and a new administration? Peter Hackus reports on the world of space.
Among the other important decisions awaiting President-elect Nixon is what to do about the U.S. role in outer space. If he follows through with his campaign words, he'll continue NASA and the space program of the military, which launches more than twice as many space probes as NASA, and may even try to expand them. At one point during the campaign, Mr. Nixon said this, "As president, I will make certain our country retains leadership in this great endeavor." He went on to criticize what he called the recent ups and downs in planning, programming, and financing, saying that must be brought to a halt. Well, it sounds fine, but the same factor that forced President Johnson into an up-down, hesitant NASA space program is still with us, Vietnam. There's a task force working at the moment on a list of names to take over as head of NASA. A number of possibilities have been eliminated. It will not, for example, be a military man. Mr. Nixon may want to dissolve the White House Space Advisory Group called the National Aeronautics and Space Council, as President Eisenhower was trying to do at the end of his term. By law, the head of the council is the vice president. Would be, of course, Spiro Agnew. At the moment, NASA is operating on what one executive has called a going-out-of-business budget. In fact, it has had to cut far back on its projects, has had to eliminate many. NASA officials are hoping the president-elect stands by his remarks, however, such as when he said, "It is my fixed purpose that exploring space shall continue to advance." No matter what happens on the future of NASA, President-elect Nixon will be in the White House when the first Americans land on the moon. That's already paid for. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
I love you, Alice P. Douglas. And so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice P. Douglas. I'm gonna change your name to
Harper's Bazaar, I Love You, Alice B. Toklas. I'd like to review that for you, but I so far haven't understood, I don't think, three words. Or the title, or Harper's Bazaar, or anything. Later today on Monitor, things will clear up. There'll be World of Wheels for auto racing fans, regulars Joe Garagiola, Bob Considine, Wilma Soss. There'll be an interview with Dr. James Brussell, a crime psychiatrist, who's been described as a present-day Sherlock Holmes. Also, Sir Alec Guinness will talk about his double role as star and director of a revival of the Cocktail Party in London. Jolly good show. Do listen. Martinsville, Virginia. You hear Monitor on WMVA. And there'll be more. Morgan, back shortly.
Meet the Apollo 7 astronauts as they meet the press tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
My name is whatever, it's blurred here, and the fellow coming up is Trini Lopez.
I know the feeling of being all alone. I never heard anybody I could call my own, but when we're together, it's just like a dream together, like peaches and peas together. It will grow stronger with every day. And that is like coming together. It's just like a dream together. Like peaches and cream together. It's easy to see it's good for you and me. When we get together, something to shine forever. And if you'll be mine, you'll never be lonely again. Cause we belong together.
Vanderburg, a girl whose phone number a lot of men would like to remember, finds out about a memory system for numbers in 1 minute. But first, this word about carpets certified 501 by DuPont.
Here's good news. I bet you thought that collection of hand-me-down, found, and borrowed furniture was hopeless. As a matter of fact, it's right in style. decorators are mixing all kinds of furniture styles and periods and calling it City Mix. The trick that can pull it all together is carpeting. But you won't have to go broke buying a carpet if you look for the 501 certification mark. The 501 mark means the carpet meets DuPont standards. First, you'll know it's made with 100% nylon pile, the longest-wearing, most durable carpet fiber there is. Then, the 501 mark tells you the carpet's been tested for pile weight, backing strength, and resistance to pilling and fading. 501 certified carpets come in a fabulous range of colors, styles, and textures. But the nicest thing about a carpet certified 501 is how gentle it is to your budget. So gather all your odds and ends together, arrange them on a carpet certified 501, and you're on your way to City Mix. This is Marilyn Vandiver, and you might call my guest unforgettable. He's one of the world's leading memory training experts, Mr. Harry Lorraine. Well, now our society seems more and more dependent on numbers. We have zip code numbers and telephone numbers, yes. How can we sharpen our memory in this department?
Well, in my schools in New York and in my books, of course, I teach people how to remember. One of the things I teach them to remember is numbers. As a matter of fact, they learn in the third lesson to remember what I call long digit numbers up to, I don't really care, up to 50 digits. Once you know how to do it, you can apply it to any amount of numbers.
How do you do that?
We are fortunate in English speaking countries in that we have only 10 digits in our numerical system from 1 to 0.
Right.
When I say we're fortunate, we also have only 10 consonant sounds. Mm-hmm. I've devised a way that I give each digit a consonant sound. For example, if you had said to me 914, mm-hmm. Well, I have certain sounds for those digits, and I would immediately think butter.
So that means that 9 is B?
Exactly, P or B, which is the same phonetic sound. 1 is T, and 4 is always the R sound, R. Once you give me a group of digits like that, I can now make up a word. I used butter as the first thing that came to my mind. It could have been putter, one of the putts, a golf club ball, or pitter-patter. You've got an 8, a 6, a 4, then you've got a 9 and a 3. Then you've got a 1, 8, 2, and then you've got a 7, a 9, a 6, and a 4.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, on this 12-digit number, how would you make a word out of that? I assume that you did.
All right, here. The first three digits on that number are 8, 6, 4. First word that came to my mind here was Fisher. The sound for 8 is F. The sound for 6 is the sh sound, or j. And as I told you, the sound for 4 is R. Now, the next word is bum, is what I made up in my mind. Remember I told you the 9 sound is B, and the 3 sound happens to be M. Therefore, I see a picture in my mind, a silly, ridiculous picture of a bum fishing. Now, when you say, what's that number? I think of Fisher. Now, I've got 864. I know that the Fisher was a bum. Bum is 9-3. Do you see?
Yes, I do.
Now, 9-3, I saw him diving into the water. I saw this bum diving into the water. Diving is 182. That's the next part of that number, you see. Mm-hmm. Then I saw, in that water, I saw a cop arresting him, and the cop was sitting in a chair. Cop chair is 7964. That's a 12-digit number. Sounds confusing, doesn't it?
I think I'd rather write it down and put it in my pocket.
Of course, you know, I'm going to stop you on those things, because I'm the kind of guy that's trying to get all the paper companies hate me. I'm trying to get rid of writing down.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel that it handicaps your ability to remember by relying on...
Of course it does.
...on notes?
Of course. Your key word there was relying on. You see, if you wrote things with the idea of that note being an aid, then it would be okay, but most people do not do that. The thing is to memorize it first, then write it.
My guest has been Harry Lorraine, memory expert and author of his own Memory Isometrics course. This is Marilyn Vandiver for Monitor. Have you ever had an upstairs neighbor that drove you wild with noise? If so, then you'll know that a carpet isn't just attractive, it's thoughtful. But a lot of people put off buying a carpet because they think they can't afford it. They haven't heard about 501 certified carpets. A carpet with the 501 certification mark from DuPont is probably the most affordable carpet you can buy. And it has to meet DuPont standards for 100% nylon pile, pile weight, backing strength, pill and fade resistance. When a carpet's certified 501, it'll put up with just about anything.
You know, that system of Harry Lorraine's that he explained to Marilyn Vandiver really works. I can remember it. A fisherman bum dives into the water and a cop sitting in a chair arrests him. Now, what do I want to know that for? It's not the number of anybody I care about. Here's our number. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Tomorrow, Macy's celebrates Veterans Day with a spectacular floor-wide sale of fine furniture and bedding. Starting tomorrow, Macy's reduces prices on $3 million worth of furniture for every room in your home. And this huge sale is filled with groups and single pieces by famous makers. Drexel, Broyhill, Bassett, Kraler, Directional, Stratolounger, and more. Tomorrow, Macy's sale prices, bedroom groups as low as $199. Save on dozens of living room groups. Lounge chairs with loose cushions are sale priced at only $59.95 at Macy's. And you'll see more low sale prices on desks, tables, brake fronts, wall units starting tomorrow. You'll find great bedding buys at Macy's, too. For example, a Macy's own super firm tufted mattress, regularly $59.95, is yours for just $39.95, a saving of $20. Charge it on your Macy account on Macy's Veterans Day sale of fine furniture and bedding. Remember, it starts tomorrow. Come early and save at the Macy's near you. All Macy's stores open late Monday.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gorm on monitor with A Break at Love.
All I want is a break at love. The kind of love that you dream about. A lasting love that you never doubt.
Mercury leads the way for 1969 with a beautiful new Cougar, redesigned from head to tail, with even more European elegance this year.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Cougar is bigger and more powerful for 69. Our big new cat has a more powerful 351 cubic inch V8. And now, for the first time, Cougar's wild excitement comes in a brand new Cougar convertible.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Cougar, with flip-lid eyes, flashing tail, stick shift. Drive a real winner. 69 Cougar.
See, Cougar, it's clear we're a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Thank you.
treasure down the dear world and get well soon.
Mitch Miller and Dear World.
The temperature is falling.
Relax. The temperature never drops below Xerox. DuPont Xerox Antifreeze.
Kenton, the tune, Sunny. Warm and friendly Morgan here in the frozen Northeast. See ya.
The way must take.